Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the Government Accountability Office. It's November 16th, 2011. Growing demand for electricity and concerns about greenhouse gas emissions have heightened interest in nuclear power. But the radioactive spent fuel that nuclear reactors generate continues to cause concern. A group led by Jean Aloise, a director in GAO's Natural Resources and Environment team, recently reviewed the Department of Energy's planning around nuclear fuel cycles. GAO's Jeremy Clucci sat down with Jean to learn more.
What are we talking about when we talk about nuclear fuel cycles?
Well, we're actually talking about the life cycle of the nuclear fuel that goes into the nuclear reactors, starting from the mining and milling of uranium, which is done all over the world and in the United States, the conversion of the fuel, the enriching of the fuel fabrication, and finally putting the fuel into the reactors and burning it. And the fuel gets burned for about a two-year cycle, and then it's taken out of the reactor. And this is where the problem begins, is where do you put the stored spent nuclear fuel, which is highly radioactive and very dangerous?
Why is this concept of nuclear fuel cycle something that DOE is focused on?
DOE is concentrating on this because there's a worldwide push to go nuclear, to not to use fossil fuels, to conserve energy. There's what they call the nuclear renaissance. And before Fukushima and the accident in Japan happened, there were many plans on the table to build new nuclear reactors. And overseas, that push is really still on to build nuclear reactors in China and India. And the United States is concerned that whatever country is building these nuclear reactors, do it in the most non-proliferation efficient manner, because you always have to remember a nuclear reactor started out of the weapons program, and you can't ever separate the two of those.
Your team looked at DOE's efforts in this regard in terms of how they approach the selection of fuel cycles and technologies. What did you find?
Well, we found that in 2006, DOE had embarked on a program called the Global Nuclear Energy Partnership, which it was going to share with other countries around the world. But really, they were way too far ahead of the game. The technologies they were talking about were not even on the drawing boards yet. Congress in 2009 killed that program. So to its credit, DOE revamped its program and started to develop a new global nuclear plan for reactor development. And what we did was look at the plan as it stands now, what were its strengths and what were its weaknesses. On the plus side, DOE is taking a scientific approach to looking at what are the new nuclear fuel cycles out there, what are the fuel cycles of tomorrow, and how can they be made proliferation resistant. On the negative side, the plan had a lot of gaps. When it talked about collaborating with industry, it really didn't have a lot of details on how it was going to do that. And that's important, because with whatever plan DOE comes up with in terms of here's the way to go in a nuclear fuel cycle, it has to have industry's buy-in. If it doesn't have industry's buy-in, they've done a lot of research for nothing.
One of this report's recommendations comes from your experience looking at the nuclear programs of France and the United Kingdom. What did you learn there, and how do you think DOE could benefit from their experiences?
Well, France, in the United States, we have what is called an open fuel cycle. And that is, after the fuel is taken out of the reactor, we take it out and put it in spent fuel storage ponds, and it sits. And eventually, it will go to a deep geological repository. France, on the other hand, has a closed fuel cycle, where they continue to use their fuel over and over again to get the most efficiency out of it. But there are problems with that, because when you reuse the fuel, you're separating plutonium from uranium, and plutonium can be used to make nuclear weapons. The bottom line from what we learned over there is, yes, you can burn up more nuclear fuel if you recycle, but the costs are really high to do that.
What else is GAO recommending in this report?
When DOE talks about collaborating with nuclear industry, we need to see more details about what exactly are its plans to do that, to get industry's buy-in. Second, when DOE talks about collaborating with other countries, what are its plans to do that? And then there are challenges with nonproliferation internal to DOE. We thought a memorandum of understanding between several agencies within DOE might fix that. So those are some of the recommendations in our report, which, by the way, DOE agreed with.
To learn more, visit GAO's website at gao.gov. And be sure to tune in to the next edition of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the Government Accountability Office.